Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for being with us. This is A Point of View. My name is Pimelo Motene. Lots coming up on the show. So we're going to start a brand new feature today, being a Monday, and we're going to be looking at health. Today we are going to be speaking about prostate cancer, and we really have someone who really knows the subject inside out, who's been a professional for a very long time. Professor Shangai Mutambira is an expert in the field, as you may know. He is going to be talking to us about prostate cancer. It's one of those discussions, you know, you don't really have to be open about who you are and so on, but it's a good time to ask questions that are difficult for you to perhaps speak to your GP about. So please join that conversation just after 9 o'clock when we start our health feature. That's going to be happening between 9 and 9:30. I am going to be speaking to the police about that story in Lusikisiki. I mean, 18 people have killed a family. The story has been moving somewhat. We'll give you an update on that. MEC of safety also went to go visit the families. The mayor also went there, but we will probably speak to the mayor's spokesperson just to get an update on that story. We'll touch on Hezbollah as well in Lebanon, that fight between Israel and Lebanon, obviously intensifying quite some. We'll also speak to DA and Action SA, Irid Swane. A lot of developments since Thursday when we had them on the show. So lots coming up on the show, and we're going to start also with the e-tolls, as you heard my colleague there speaking to Wayne Divinage about developments in that front. Lebogang Maile, MEC of Finance in Gauteng, today gave a briefing, and we just wanted an update on that front. So a first payment of 3.8 billion rand has been paid by the Gauteng government, and on the line with us today is Gauteng Treasury spokesperson John Sugazi. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Sugazi. Good evening and welcome.
Evening, Pimelo, and evening to the Kaya listeners.
My understanding is this is going to be the first of five payments. Tell us how you're going to spread them.
Yes, yeah, so it's going to be it was the first of five payments. They are annual payments, meaning that every year we will make a payment. So today we're making the first one of 3.8 billion, which comprised of a 2.3 billion historical debt, and then the maintenance portion for Sanral was about 546 million. So over the next 5 years, next year in June we are making the second installment, and then it will happen like that over the next 5 years. The way we split them is that each and every year when we present the budget in March, there will be an indication within the fiscal framework for that particular financial year as to how much is the province going to pay towards this servicing this debt. So will it be that transparent to indicate to the public as to when are we paying and how much are we paying over the next 5 years? That's how we are going to handle them.
My understanding is that the MEC said you're not going to be getting a loan. And I appreciate that you're saying each year we'll speak about how much will be paid from the budget. Where will this money be coming from?
So there are, as I explained last week, there are three sources of funding for the province. We have the equitable share, we have the conditional grants, and then we have the own revenue. In Gauteng, we are able to raise more than 8 billion, more than 7 billion a year of own revenue. That then comes into the provincial revenue fund. We are able to utilize it as part of the budget. In March this year, we tabled about close to half a trillion rand of the budget for the next 3 years, split at 165 billion per year. So that is the money that is already within the fiscal framework of the medium-term expenditure framework for the next 3 years. So, but that big portion of that money is going to education, health, and social development, and so forth. That's the social sector. So then how we then are going to be able to utilize the other money is that then we are going to be able to make sure that the commitment that has been made by the province is that we will then be able to use our own revenue to try and service the debt without really impacting on the money that is supposed to go to, you know, a fund provincial outcomes, like I said, education and so forth. So over the past 5 years, we raised about 36 billion. This financial year, we are raising about 8 billion. So as you can see, that is how the money we are going to be able to save debt over the next 5 years. It's going to be very tight how we manage the budget so that we stick to this fiscal tragedy that we are actually managing. That's how we are dealing with the debt.
I'm just listening to what you're saying, and you did, as you said last week, explain, you know, the three tranches of monies that the province gets. But when you say our own money, what do you mean? Because as you said, some of that money goes to health, education, and so on. So what do you mean this is going to be 36 billion of our own money? It is anyway our own money, is it not?
So the way in which provinces, the way in which the sources of revenue is managed is that, we, like I said, we have three. There are two sources of revenue that are coming from national. It's conditional grants and then it's equitable share. That money forms the deep portion that we use for all sorts of things, like when we are talking about, in particular, our biggest spending items, education, health, and social development. But then we are able to, according to the law, as a province, raise what we call provincial own revenue. That's the money that you raise from the sources within the province. For instance, your patient hospital fees, the big portion comes from the license fees, from the Department of Transport and so forth. That's the port that we are talking about. It forms 5% of the overall budget every year, but it's called provincial owned revenue. It's money that the province is able to raise on its own to augment what is coming from national. So that is what we are thinking. We've planned that we are going to be able to then use part of those resources to be able to service the debt.
And I get that. What I'm saying, what I'm trying to get at here is that yes, it may be money raised directly by the province, but we've spoken many times, not just to yourself but to other departments, where there is need for that money. So money that is recovered from patients paying at the hospital needs that money. Money recovered from licenses and so on, other municipal roads need that money. So we're in deep, are we not?
Look, it's as you know, because of the performance of the economy, government revenues are declining. So that is what we've been clear about, to say, yes, it is a difficult space where we are, a fiscal environment, but then we will then be able to utilize the budget in a manner in which we protect the services that we are supposed to provide to the public while we honor this. Remember, it's a debt that needs to be honored. It's something that you don't then see when you have a debt that I can't honor it, I'm just going to leave it. It's debt that you need to be able to honor, and then you need to readjust, to rearrange your budget in a manner that it will be able to cover the portion that is servicing the public, but also you need to also be able to deal with the debt. We committed in the budget to say we will be able to meet the payment obligations of the first installment, which is what we did today, to be able to transfer this money on the 30th, which was the date when the first installment was due. So we've been able to honor that commitment. So meaning that the work has already started to move towards honoring the next payment, which is due next year in June.
Perhaps my question is more political than it is administrative. Yes, absolutely. This was an amount that was honored, that was communicated to us a while back by the Premier, who told us that this is what they actually negotiated with Treasury and so on. And many, you've heard, many are asking the question, why did we feel the need to take on this debt if it's SANRAL's debt? Why did we feel as a province to take on this debt and acknowledge this debt as if it's ours alone? Because SANRAL should have gone to Treasury and discussed the fact that, yes, Gauteng residents don't want to pay for this because they've got issues. It's been a political football for a long time. But what was the need for us to take on this debt? And it's not 100%. I understand and appreciate that. But having looked at our own budget, that we are, you know, so in need, as you said, we don't have enough money in our coffers, that we are now servicing this debt that we don't want to have anyway.
Well, as you remember, it's only Gauteng where these roads are. They exist here in Gauteng. And in Gauteng contributes about 34-35% to the national economy. These roads have been very critical, are the roads that are critical to link Gauteng to the rest of the country, to be able to grow the economy. So the 30% is Gauteng's contribution towards making sure that these roads were built in this manner, they were maintained and so forth. It's a contribution because they exist in Gauteng. So that is how we are looking at them. They are not in Mpumalanga. They are not in the Western Cape or in KZN. They exist in Gauteng. And Gauteng, as the economic hub, to be able to grow the economy, you need a proper road infrastructure and so forth. So that is how Gauteng's contribution comes into.
Yeah, and that's why I said it's a political question, and I'm being unfair to ask you directly, because yes, they are in Gauteng, but they're national roads. Gauteng has got national roads, municipal roads, provincial roads, and national roads. So we can quibble about the fact that they're in Gauteng, but they are in it. It's a national road.
Yes, but we are only taking 30% of that, because
correct.
They exist here in Gauteng, yes.
So the language then needs to be fair and open and honest. The idea that Gauteng residents are not paying for e-tolls is not quite the kind of language we need to be sending out. That's not the message, because we are. That we are not paying from my own pocket every month does not mean that Gauteng is not paying. As a taxpayer, Gauteng is still paying for these roads. So we are back to the same, closing the circle. As residents refuse to pay, in actual fact, residents are paying for these roads.
Well, it's an obligation. Remember, at the time when the roads were, when the project was conceptualized, it was the country that went, obviously, and people who invested into this thing to be into the project to actually to be able to build the road infrastructure that we have. Mm. It's a debt that we have that we need to be able to clear. On our roads. You have to say, obviously, it's public funds, and that's how government public funds are utilized to be able to create, to grow the economy, to be able to improve service delivery and all of that. We are currently utilizing those roads as the public. So we continue to be able to use them. The countries will continue to be able to be repurposed for, let's say, crime fighting activities in Gauteng, which, by the way, will benefit the people of Gauteng. So it's not like the entire project has been left there. It's still a project that will contribute to, you know, the future growth of Gauteng, both as an economic hub, but then also to deal with issues of crime, so that you can deal with issues of safety within the public. And who are the people who are going to benefit? The people of Gauteng, when that happens. So I understand your argument, but then it's something that you cannot simply say Gauteng residents are not benefiting from the project. They are.
And Gauteng residents have always known that. The point I'm making here is that I see a political solution to a problem that actually was not quite resolved. And the question then I have is, what have we learned? Because whether we like it or not, to your point, the debt remains. And I'm not sure we've resolved how residents are accepting this issue. What I see is that you had a political figure who's our premier, who went to Treasury and said, let's find a way to solve this problem. We've got residents who are not paying, but we need to pay. Let's find a way. Let's meet each other. Great, great decision. But I'm not sure between government and the people we are on the same page about what we've learned and appreciating the fact that roads are roads that service us and we need to pay for them. I'm not sure. I'm not sure we've resolved that.
Well, obviously, SANRAL, I can't speak for SANRAL. Remember, the project is for is a project of SANRAL at the national level. I know that there are arguments about what needs to happen to those who have paid already the e-tolls, but SANRAL, the National Department of Transport, are seized with that matter. And for us as Treasury, we had to then be able to execute a decision that has been taken, which was is an agreement between national and the province to say there is this debt that is sitting here, how it needs to be paid, and then Treasury then has been able to come up with a way to say this is how we are facing the debt in the province. But other issues, obviously, like we are talking, are related to SANRAL, and I'm sure SANRAL will be able to further explain what processes do they have and all of that. Because remember, the project is a national project of SANRAL.
No, but the province rescued this problem. So the political rhetoric and messaging must come from the pit, because we don't want to find us here again where we have this standoff and then here the province again bails us out because we don't agree with an agency of the state.
Look, you know, NEC explained during the briefing, say, as a country, the user pay principle remains key. So we need to be able to discuss it as we go further. Remember, the core of what then was became a problem with this particular project was then the user pay principle. That was key in the consultation that was related to it.
Mm-hmm.
That is what then, yeah. So that's why during the briefing, we were then able to, NEC was able to say, look, able to come back to this matter to say, go forward, implement a user pay principle, and how it should be implemented, so that then for the benefit of everyone, because it's important that when you use a particular public service, then we are also able to pay, but we need to come back to it as a country to look into then what happened on this particular project. So I think that's how the space that's how we've entered into this space as a province to say there are this as we move forward, there is this matter of a user pay principle and the consultation related to it, but obviously we want to then be able to close this particular issue, but then in future, it's something that then needs to be discussed, especially in terms of how can the public then be able to pay for the usage of a particular service, which is what, for instance, we are doing at municipal level and so forth, and we pay for the services that we use.
And the point of this, what I'm asking, Mr. Sugazi, is that exactly that. The public should not be sitting here celebrating that the Premier and the province has paid this money. The public has to accept that as this money is paid over, we are going to have it's going to take away from something that they would have needed. So going forward, we need to have honest conversations about how we got here and what this means for everybody. So it's really merely me saying, well, what have we learned and how are we going to do this better next time around instead of the province just bailing the citizen out and not having honest conversations about what's actually happening? The money is not just money that's sitting there for e-tolls or SANRAL. It's money that's supposed to be doing other things and we're not going to have it anymore.
Yes, and we agree. That's why we've emphasized as a province to say, you know, as we begin to pay this debt, It's something that is obviously it finds us in a constrained environment. It's a debt that needs to be paid. On our side, we are honoring an obligation that is there. But we've never shied away from saying that, it's not a celebratory situation. We are just announcing as part of transparency to say, look, sure, we are now beginning to, but at no point will we celebrate a payment of this. We never celebrated even in March when we were saying that we've penciled this particular arrangement within the fiscal framework, because we know financially it's a very serious obligation that is there that we need to deal with as a treasury. So I'm just clarifying that what we had today in announcing the briefing was not a celebratory briefing. It was taking the public into confidence about what is it that we are doing with regards to servicing the debt of Gauteng towards it all, which is, by the way, very important, because as we go forward, then you will be able to know, like we're telling you now, the next installment is in June next year. Then the public is taken into confidence to say, now we know how they are dealing with this thing, and in 5 years' time, we expect that they are done, so that then they can be able to utilize those resources to be able to augment, service delivery items within the province. So it was more about taking the public into confidence in the briefing that we had.
No, I promise you, Mr. Sugars, I wasn't accusing you of celebrating the moment, neither you or the MEC. I was just saying the public must not have the impression that it is a celebratory moment. So I wasn't accusing you or the MEC at all. Let's just maybe quickly talk about those who are owing the e-tolls, because that's a separate conversation altogether. There are those who are paying, and you, as you were saying, SANRAL has its own systems to deal with that. And then there are those who, as the MEC said earlier, still need to honor their payments.
Yes, but that is a matter that then SANRAL can then be able to explain. Because remember, this is a project of SANRAL, and the people who are owing are not owing the province of Gauteng. They are owing SANRAL. So the agreement is with SANRAL. So I'm sure that SANRAL can be able to explain as to what is it that's happening within that space.
All right. I really appreciate your time. Spokesperson at Gauteng Treasury, John Sugazi.
Thank you very much.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.